This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. India's drug regulator Friday approved a coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University for emergency use. Two sources with knowledge of the matter told Reuters the approval paves the way for its rollout in the world's second worst affected country. A representative of India's Central Drug Standard Control Organization, whose experts are meeting for the second time this week and also considering two other vaccines, declined to comment. The French government announced Friday was bringing forward by 2 hours the nighttime curfew in 15 regions to help combat the coronavirus as infections remain high. The 15 of France's 101 departments affected by the switch to a curfew beginning at 6 p.m. rather than 8 p.m. include the Les Alpes Maritimes department, where the Mediterranean city of Nice is located. The other areas are concentrated in the east of the country. Paris, for now, has been spared the additional restriction. Britain Friday began a new year and life outside Europe after leaving the bloc's single market trading rules to go it alone for the first time in nearly half a century. It became reality an hour before midnight, ending the UK's 48-year obligation to follow Brussels' rules. More rigorous customs checks returned for the first time in decades, despite the hard-fought brokering of a tariff and quota-free trade deal. People from Gibraltar reacted with relief and caution Friday after Madrid and London reached a deal allowing the territory to become part of Europe's passport-free zone to keep movement fluid on its border with Spain. Without a deal, the flow to the tiny British territory on the southern tip of the Iberian Peninsula would have been slowed by tighter checks and more passport stamping once Britain's Brexit transition period ended December 31st. This is VOA News. Fireworks burst above eerily quiet landmarks from Sydney Harbour Bridge to Copacabana Beach as the world ushered in the new year with muted celebrations and said good riddance to a pandemic-ridden 2020. After a grinding year that has seen at least 1.8 million people die from COVID-19, fresh waves of infection have sparked renewed lockdowns and forced many would-be revelers to extend their 2020 tradition of watching events from the sofa. In the U.S. city of New York, the famous Times Square, confetti fluttered onto specially invited frontline workers separated by barricades to enforce social distancing. Wuhan in China, where the virus first appeared late last year, saw thousands gather to celebrate. In New Zealand, which has won plaudits for its handling of the coronavirus, large crowds gathered in Auckland for a fireworks display. And in Australia's largest city, Sydney, fireworks lit up the glittering harbor with a dazzling display, but few spectators watched in person. Many Americans wonder if they're going to get $2,000 in COVID-19 payment from the U.S. government, AP's Rita Foley reports.
Congress is racing the clock, ending a chaotic session before the new Congress is sworn in on January 3rd. But at the moment, Senate Republicans are ignoring President Trump's demand that they boost those $600 COVID-19 payments to $2,000. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress has provided enough pandemic aid for now. He's blocking Democrats who've been trying to force a vote. The stalemate's expected to drag on into the weekend. The smaller $600 checks, though, are being mailed to households or direct deposited into Americans' bank accounts. I'm Rita Foley.
An Iraqi oil tanker was evacuated after a mine was discovered attached to its hull, the military said Friday, adding that a government explosives team was still working to make the vessel safe. The tanker was located in international waters and supplying another ship with fuel when the device was discovered Thursday afternoon, they said in a statement. 8 youngsters died in Bosnia overnight Friday, officials said, with local media reporting they were victims of gas poisoning in a weekend house where they celebrated the new year. Police said they launched a probe after being informed early Friday that several people were found dead in a village in southern Bosnia. Hundreds of agricultural workers were maintaining a blockade of the key Pan-American highway in the north of Peru to protest against the death of 3 people, including a miner, in clashes with police. The workers are demanding an increase in wages and also object to the passage of a new agriculture bill passed by Congress last week. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.